Some would say that organizing an art conference is a very bad idea. The thing I know is that giving a talk at your own conference is even worse. As a matter of fact, 30 minutes ago, one of my employees told me, didn't you have a talk today? And yes, that was true. I plan to write my slides this evening. So what you will see are slides from 2016. I had the time to change the date to the 5th of July. But I've been following on ChinyProxy for a long time. I'm not affiliated, by the way, with the University of Ghent. I'm the managing director at Open Analytics. Open Analytics is a data science company here based in Belgium. What you see here, not our offices, this is just a nice picture of the city of Antwerp, where we're based. Worth a visit. As a data science company, we support lots of data analysis questions for our customers. I will not go into detail. We also have a sponsored talk on that. But what you see in this final pillar of our services is data analysis, hardware, and hosting. And you know, we oftentimes develop Shiny applications. We have a team of Shiny developers actually working on Shiny apps for our customers. But the question comes up time and again, can't you host this also for us? Question came up last year. I will not introduce Shiny, very nice software by our friends from R Studio. Write interactive applications in R. Direct live interaction with a statistical engine. Very important. You have advanced algorithms. You want to directly update them like this density estimation. You can do it. That's, for me, the distinguishing characteristic of Shiny. Now, before ShinyProxy, there were alternative ways to host Shiny applications. There is the much appreciated open source version and the pro version of Shiny Server. But we heard feedback from customers that they displayed a little bit different behavior in the way our sessions are managed. And it is perfectly legitimate, don't get me wrong. But the open source server has its limitations in real world deployments. And of course, I understand the commercial background of these choices, but you do not have authentication, authorization, OSSL support, and limited concurrent use of this. And since we had this request, can you offer us a solution without vendor lock-in to serve hundreds of users online? Our first idea was, the name of the company is Open Analytics, so to be a good open source citizen, and we started working with the open source server version. But we had severe issues. Three persons debugging for 2 weeks is maybe a little bit exaggerated. But we had an issue with a Shiny application that need to do a simple file upload, an upload of a CSV file. And it turned out, we had a Java developer, so not a JavaScript developer. At the first stage, we had a Java developer who really sat down with Wireshark tracking what happened with the individual packets. And we discovered that inside the Shiny server, there is a proxy server, and a proxy server that has been configured to strip off some functionality that may be useful if you want to build on top authentication, authorization functionality, and so on. So we knew that starting from the open source Shiny version would be problematic, and decided to go for an alternative backend for Shiny applications called ShinyProxy. Now, the design principle of the application has been that if you develop an application on your laptop, if you develop it locally, it should run in exactly the same way on the server whenever you deploy it. So it starts off from a simple R package, the Shiny R package. And the trick we use to do so, and probably in a talk I missed, that trick has been used as well, namely the use of Docker technology. The trick we've used is to, for individual uses of applications, to spin up Docker containers where the command that is being run inside the Docker containers, you know, lightweight virtualization, and the command is an R command that will run the Shiny application. So that is actually what is behind. Here you see the Docker log, so of a session that is being started, and there is this same command, we packaged it, Shiny proxy run 01 hello, and the application is being launched. In order to do so, we decided to make use of mature enterprise Java components. Enterprise Java components that do a number of things. They take care of the authentication and authorization. you may know Spring Security, very, very common framework to deal with all security matters. It deals, the application also deals with the management of the Docker containers, so spinning up the containers at request for, so you have two tabs in your browser. For these two tabs, Shiny Proxy, the server, will make sure that all traffic is proxied to the right ports on these Docker containers that are serving the applications. And then you put reverse proxies in front, Nginx, Apache, and whatever. So that is the basic idea behind it. I have a demo running, thanks to my mobile phone. Here it is, so I'm actually still activating. Let me start that again. So I have the Shiny proxy here. It's just a jar file that I can start using java minus jar shiny proxy. We also have RPMs and dev files, but you launch the application. It comes up in a couple of seconds. It will tell you 4.5 seconds, and now I go to well, let's take this one. Yes, it grayed out because I shut it down, the old one. So I go to my local host port 8080, and I'm asked, this thing is a little bit annoying now, I'm asked to log in with user Tesla and password. Password Gauss. Okay. Gauss is a mathematician, only has access to one application. If I log in as Tesla, I have access to two applications. So that's the authentication authorization framework. I click on my link, and if all goes well, and it goes well, here is my Shiny app. So that is the basic principle of Shiny proxy. Authentication dealt with by the Java framework, and then yeah, all functionality, log in, log out. Spin up your containers, and you have your applications up and running. Back to the application itself. In terms of configuring the application, all configuration is being dealt with in one single file, in a YAML file, and you will, yeah, you have some common stuff like what is the title I want to display. You configure, for example, your LDAP server to take care of authentication, authorization, and then you have configuration, connection with Docker, then you have configuration of your individual applications that you configure as you would configure actually any a Docker container or starting any Docker container. So you have the command. In this case, the command is R, and the expression is run my function that will launch the Shiny app. I have a specific Docker image, so for different applications, you can have different Docker images with different versions of R, different versions of Shiny, if you wish, a different version of packages, so they can be isolated. That's a request we got from our pharmaceutical customers to really have validated setups, so they freeze the image and it never changes. Inside that Docker container, that virtual kernel-based virtualization instance. So this is how you configure. Then authorization, authentication, you see here, I have the LDAP groups. The scientists and the mathematicians get access to hello, and the scientists on top get access to the tab sets, one of the standard demo Shiny apps applications. So that is how the configuration of the framework works. In terms of developing your own applications, how does it work? Well, it's based on Docker, so you write a recipe for your container, a recipe that will, you have a standard image, for example, it can be a Rocker image. You have a standard image, you install a number of additional system libraries. In this case, it's an application to do multiple precision computation of the Euler number, just a dummy app, but we need this libmpfr. Then we have basic R packages, Shiny and R Markdown for the application, and then maybe some dependencies specific to your application that you install. And then you copy the app to the appropriate directory, you expose port 3838, and then you have the command to spin up the container. So it's a fairly simple recipe to package your Shiny app, and once you have this, there is one command, sudo docker build in a certain folder, you tag it, and you have your image. You can start using that. If you want to learn more, we have a dedicated website, shinyproxy.io, with a fairly detailed getting started guide that will walk you through the process. So we basically need Java, Docker, and ideally a Linux machine to run things on. And that depends on maturity of Docker on alternative operating systems. So there's a guide to deploy your apps, detailed information on how to configure, set up LDAP authentication, set up social authentication like GitHub, Facebook, you name it. Single sign-on is a feature we recently added on request of a customer, so where you get more complex authentication requirements. You can gather usage statistics of your users. How much is my app used, actually? These usage statistics can be posted to event databases. We support InfluxDB, and we also support MonaDB to do so. There's also an administration view where you can see real-time the user view. So let me see what I can tell more about this. Yeah, we have a support website. On support.openanalytics.eu, as you can see, many of the questions on our support website are tagged Shiny Proxy, so it's really, really taking off. Being deployed in multiple companies in industry, but also in government. I promised, I read the abstract while sitting here, I promised to show you some of these applications, so I'll show you a single one. The highest executive body in Europe is called the European Commission, and the European Commission needs to make decisions based on risk analysis. And they asked us to host Shiny Proxy servers to follow up on outbreaks of veterinary diseases. So, for example, there's a problem of swine fever in the Baltic states, and at the European level, you want to control that. So they follow up on that using Shiny applications. And let me log in. They have a number of Shiny applications. Yeah, they asked us to develop general risk assessment modules. So they want to move away from a program called At Risk to do their Monte Carlo simulations of risks, like there is some parasite in potatoes. It's entering the European Union. Let's simulate what can happen, when will it happen, based on a number of variables on which they set a priori distributions and so on. So a number of applications, and yeah, the principle is the same in Shiny Proxy. You click on the application, and a couple of seconds later, the container comes up, and you can start using the application, in this case, to do benchmark dose modeling. All of it is open source, of course. Open Analytics only does open source, whether it is enterprise features or not. Everything needs to be open source. Every day, every morning when you come to the office, we pray to Saint Ignatius. Open source is really a part of our DNA. There is a demo image which you can use to learn how to work with it. There is a template to see the Euler application I mentioned. You can also find it on our GitHub page. And there is a number of bonus features other than being an alternative backend to host your Shiny applications. There's a number of bonus features that all come from the fact that this is based on Docker. So I already mentioned management of different R versions, management of different Shiny versions, management of different stages of development, like, development, testing, production, and so forth, can be dealt with in their separate containers. Since it is based on Docker, you can also use standard Docker tooling to monitor your servers. With Eclipse Docker tools or any other tools you use for monitoring Docker, you can use the Docker API. There's a number of startup arguments I didn't mention, but you can use the Docker API to say, to limit memory, to limit CPU usage of your individual application. So there are lots of possibilities that are offered by building on top of this Docker technology. And one of the latest features we added was support for so-called Docker swarms. We had a company that wants to host a platform, expect thousands of users, and the problem of the scalability is also solved using this Docker technology. If you have a Docker cluster, like Docker Swarm, which has exactly the same API as the Docker engine, you can just spin up your images as you would spin up an image on the local machine, as I did just a few minutes ago. So, if you have a Docker cluster, then you can have multiple hosts that are serving Docker containers for your users, and you have an application that can scale into thousands, and that is only limited by the power of your cluster. And I think I have 0 minutes left, so I would like to summarize and say with Shiny Proxy. You develop your R package locally, you deploy it on Shiny Proxy, and it will function in exactly the same way. You have a number of enterprise features. If you're a university with a lot of users and you want to offer them possibilities to deploy Shiny applications, you may also need authentication, authorization, and so on. We make use of Java technology on server side, and you get a lot of benefits of the Docker technology. And that ends my talk. Thank you very much for your attention. The question is, can it be run on Mac? The only limitation is the Docker support. And yes, we've had users that ran it successfully on Macs. Okay, the question is data safety, data protection, security, and so on. So let me just give a very pragmatic answer. In a Belgian governmental organization, people are developing Shiny applications with very sensitive data, and making use of our KeyCloak adapter, the identity and access management system, they offer the possibility to authenticate using ID cards of people. So your ID card, and so the system is more or less foreseen to also support that kind of very strict safety and security requirements. Thank you.